It's very alarming what we're seeing going on in South Africa. Really alarming. We have not seen events similar to this, I suppose, since the 1980s during the struggle against apartheid. So to have an event of this nature happening during the time of democracy obviously shows that there is something that's not quite right with democracy in South Africa. And so I suppose we, all of us, now have to start asking ourselves, what is it that's not right with democracy in South Africa? And that's the stage where we are now beginning to ask ourselves.
A lot of people have expressed concern about the widening gap between the haves and the have-nots. And poverty has worsened sharply even during this democratic path under majority black rule. Do you share in that assessment?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But this is what has gone on in Africa, everywhere in Africa, not just in South Africa. Instead of developing the countries after they got rid of colonialism and apartheid, they replaced the whites themselves. And they got into the shoes of the whites and of the white privilege that they had replaced. And this is what has happened in South Africa, whereby the new African elites replaced the colonialists and became the internal colonialists, so to speak. The consequence is the economy was being milked to enrich the new black elite, and there's been no investment in the real economy to create jobs in South Africa because this new black elite has been enriching itself.
So what do you think the government and the people of South Africa can do at the moment to address these challenges that South Africa faces?
Well, the government is deploying the army. And one of the other things that we are seeing is the emergence of vigilante groups who are now protecting their own properties and so on.
Isn't that dangerous?
It's a very dangerous situation.
Do you think the criticisms against the president are justified about raising the issue of ethnicity?
I think they are totally justified. The president, and I'm one of the people who criticized him in public, he produced no evidence. This is what we know in all of Africa. The minute a government is in trouble and the people rebel against it, they start looking for scapegoats. And then they find scapegoats amongst the so-called ethnic groups in their country. So we have to oppose this president and his government for trying to sow divisions amongst African people. Not everybody. The fact that I'm a Zulu doesn't make me a tribalist. Doesn't make me involved in ethnic. It was a Zulu person who founded the ANC.
Now, Mr. Mbeki, so moving forward, what do you think is the best panacea to address this widening gap of poverty in the country?
Yes, you see, the government has been given by business people, by academics, by researchers, what it needs to do in order to grow the economy so that our economy can absorb this huge body of unemployed people, unemployed young people. But the government is not interested in adopting these solutions because the elite associated with the government benefit from the status quo. So that is the problem we have in South Africa, is that the status quo, the government, the ANC government, and its supporters and the new black elite, the new black middle class, support, benefit from the status quo, and they don't want change, and they don't want to save in order to build the factories and the infrastructure that you has to be built in order to absorb more labor and create employment.